thing that rocks.
Excuse me, sir. Sir.
Hmm.
Do you know where the hood is at?
It's about 4 miles back that way.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little
slow.
A little slow. Anyway, welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Just about quitting time. Thank God. Get to what we learned on the show, it's time for your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. And let's do one about the Olympics. The Olympic torch relay started at the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin, Germany, and was invented by the Nazis. Maybe we should move on from this.
Maybe leave that part out. We'll probably leave that one out.
Yeah. You know. Yeah,
we can probably just, you got that white out, right?
We just scratch that off there.
You know?
Or maybe find something different. Find something different to do. I know it's all the big thing now. Of course, the Nazis would invent something with fire. Like, we got this flaming thing. We're going to run around with this.
The torch. Now. I love the passing of the torch and the lighting of it. Do you know what's the best, though, is when, like, the people trip and fall and, like,
you're terrible.
The torch goes out and you're like, it doesn't. That's not a good look.
I will say, with all the pageantry and majesty behind that, it's the big deal. It's the lighting of it. One of the coolest ones was when that guy shot that flaming arrow at it.
Dude, I love that.
That was awesome. That
did
was
that
awesome.
Only happen once, or did they do that every time?
No, not every time. No, because remember Muhammad Ali, he went up there and just lit it. Right?
What a shot.
Dude, flaming arrows are one of the coolest things ever. Okay, dude. You could put a flaming arrow in any sport. It's instantly going to be awesome. Yeah. All right?
As soon as he shoots it, you can see some guy behind it, walking back behind it with some popcorn. No. He overshot it.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Like, I mean, think about any sport. Any sport. You add some archers, all right? So each team gets archers.
Flaming arrow.
And they can shoot flame. Basketball game, Steph Curry goes up for a three, flaming arrow into the ball. Point doesn't count, all right? Doesn't go in. All right? Rodgers drops back for a touchdown pass, flaming arrow. Done. You know? All right? Doesn't count. It'd be amazing.
What if he would have missed?
And one lucky fan's going home with a souvenir. All right.
Right in the chest, right in the neck.
Did you hear what happened to Nana? She took a flaming arrow to the neck.
Jesus.
She'd always dreamed of going to the Olympics, and she got hit by a flaming arrow right in the neck.
Why would they put some stands behind it? Why? They didn't think that through, huh?
There was no safety net there for that flaming arrow?
The guy was drunk. He drank the night before he shot the arrow.
And you're at the bar. You're like, oh, what do you do? Well, I'm actually here to shoot the flaming arrow. At the opening ceremony. Hey, can I buy you a shot? Oh, sure.
I need to get rid of the shakes. I need a shot, you know? Jeez, dude.
Telling you, flaming arrows make everything interesting.
I kind of want to shoot one. Be honest with you.
That would be the only gender reveal I'd be okay with. If someone shot like a flaming arrow at something. That's it. Of course, maybe that's how that's how those wildfires started in California. They used a flaming arrow. All right.
Sure enough, though, you and I would light the arrow and everything would light on fire.
Just right around us immediately. You poured too much gas on there. Anyway, so there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around. We all.